You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura down here in Cincinnati. Matt Wilhelm holding things down in Berea. And we go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now, and we bring in Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com to help us preview tonight's game. Jeff, always a pleasure to talk with you. How are you doing tonight?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about this Bengals team. What has been the secret to their success this year? 7-0, not a blemish on that record.
Well, they've played some great complementary football. You know, the offense is what they thought it would be when they blew it up, a couple years ago with Eifert and Marvin Jones and A.J. Green and Hill and Bernard. They finally get these guys healthy. You know, they went through they got ripped for making a playoffs and losing last year, but to win 10 games when they had so few of their weapons, I think was a feather in their cap when it came to this season. And, they've gotten, at times, their defense has been a little spotty, but they've also played great in situations. They were terrific down in Pittsburgh on Sunday, hold them down, Ben and his big play weapons. And the special teams, with Adam Jones, returning punts, they basically won the Seattle game for him with two field goals at the gun, and Jones setting them up both times with the punt return. So it's been a little bit of everything for this club.
And Jeff, if you look at the recipe for success this season thus far for the Cincinnati Bengals of getting 7-0, the difference is not only with the team. What has been the big difference with Andy Dalton? Is it his overall approach? Because I think if you look at the undefeated teams throughout the National Football League, they all have something in common. Their quarterback is playing extremely well.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can go back to Otto Graham and Paul Brown for that. Belichick and Brady, it's a mantra of football. And I think what happened is that Andy's in his second year with Hugh Jackson, and he's got these guys back. I mean, he's no longer trying to jam it into A.J. Green. He's got the if A.J.'s double covered, he's got Eifert. If somebody's on Eifert, he's got Marvin Jones. He can throw to Giovanni Bernard out of the backfield. He can hand it off. I mean, it's most quarterbacks. I mean, except for the Hall of Famers like Rodgers and Brady, they need weapons. And Andy, it fits right into Andy's game. Andy's a point guard. Andy's a distributor, and he's a rhythm guy. And he's got everything going now because he's got everybody back. And the offensive line has been, the offensive line really hasn't let him get touched.
Talking with Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com about the Bengals and the Browns tonight, and we're talking mostly about your Bengals team. Talk offensively there. Defensively, Michael Johnson back, Dunlop having a big year, Geno Atkins seems to be rounding back into form. What's been making this defense so effective? And we really saw that last week against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers.
Well, you just said it, Geno Atkins, their Pro Bowl defensive tackle. He was not Geno last year. And everything begins inside with them. That's the key to a pass rush. If you've got a guy inside, everything falls into place. And Dunlap will tell you that. Dunlap's among the league leaders in sacks. And it's no coincidence because Geno's back. And having Michael Johnson back has also helped. He doesn't have the pass rush numbers, but he's a terrific three-down player who's really good against the run. So they've got that, reunion of that 2013 defensive line that was, this defense finished third with those guys, with that four-man rush. And then you go in the back end, and they've been drafting corners in the first round for years. And it pays off, Kirkpatrick, and, he's been nicked a little bit in the passing game a little bit, but he's also played well. Jones is for the third straight year, he's their best corner. They think Darquez Bernard might be better than all of them, and he can't even get on the field. So, the deepest corner, and I think it's that defense. It's the age-old, combination. They got a big front four, and they can cover you in the back end, and that makes it real easy.
Absolutely. Jeff, you've talked about Andy Dalton and again having his weapons and not having to force the football to A.J. Green. And to me, as I look at it statistically, Tyler Eifert right now is 7 receptions short of his career high of 39. Just talk about the emergence for him and not having to throw the ball wide, but having that guy in the middle of the field develop a great comfort zone and also having 6 touchdowns and probably being a threat down in the red zone, and how Andy Dalton, as the distributors, really relied on having a big play tight end in Tyler Eifert.
Well, you guys have seen it with Barnage. It really takes a lot of heat off your quarterback, you know, when he can go to a guy like that. And it sounds like Barnage has a lot of the same characteristics as Eifert. They win contested balls. They're basketball players. You throw that thing up there, and he'll go get it. And, it opens up, to control the middle of the field. For years the Bengals have made hay with Carson Palmer and with a downfield vertical passing game. But the city, they never had the tight end. And to see the middle wide open like this, it's you have to go back to, some of your listeners will, of course, remember Dan Ross and Ozzie Newsome back in the day of the 80s in the AFC Central, with the two great tight ends, they just do so much to their offenses and their quarterback because they control the middle of the field. It opens up the running game. That the key guy, the safety in the box, what does he do? That eighth man, what is he doing? If he's got to be fooling around with a tight end, it suddenly revives your running game. So, and I think the Bengals have yet to see that. The Bengals have yet to tap that. But certainly the Eifert has been everything that they thought he could be.
Talking about some more of the young talent on that offense, Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill. Hill not having the year that he had last year, certainly not over the second half of last year. But it seems like as a tandem, they've been very effective. What do you make of your two young running backs?
Well, just what you said. I don't know how many, last week in Pittsburgh, Giovanni Bernard had one carry. I don't know how many leading rushers on your team in the NFL would have one carry and not say a peep about it. They're friends. They support each other. It's really something to watch. And I think they are, they take what they give you. And I think for a good portion of this year, they have faced tough eight-in-the-box defenses, that like to take the runaway. Kansas City, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Baltimore put 8 in the box and said that Dalton beat us. He did. He threw for 380. But it wasn't a great day for the running game. And they really haven't, they've been doing a lot of three wides, one back, with Gio as that James Brooks type, receiver out of the backfield. And Hill is going to get his day at some point. It might be tonight. Who knows? But they're so diverse back there. They can hit you with the one back, and they can hit you with the two back with Jeremy running downhill behind the fullback Ryan Hewitt, like he did up in Cleveland last year. So I think they feel pretty good about it. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the rush numbers that they want to get. But I think they feel like with the weather coming in and the timing improving, I think they're feeling like that they're going to get there.
And Jeff, a 7-0 football team and a lot of success as the Cincinnati Bengals have enjoyed, many years throughout the regular season, going up against a 2-6 football team that in some cases has been in all the football games that they played, in referencing the Cleveland Browns. And as you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, is this a team that is still humble and hungry and wanting to prove a lot of people wrong? Or is this a team that might get caught tonight overlooking the Cleveland Browns, sort of as they did last year, and fall susceptible and receive that blemish on their record in the loss column?
Yeah, I don't, you'd like to think they've grown up a lot since last year, and I think, talking to Phil Sims yesterday, he was calling the game tonight, he was saying he feels a different vibe with these guys. There is some swagger, there is some confidence, but I think when it comes to the Cleveland, they've learned their lesson, certainly Marvin knows the lesson. They've given him some big losses down through the years. I think that he's beat him down here 9 times, but I think 7 of them have been tight. Have gone into the fourth quarter. Manziel's he's a two-way threat. They're worried about that. I think the fact that it was a short turnaround, I think, helps too. It's a week where you don't have time to do anything, and that includes looking past somebody. So I think that helps. But I don't think in this division, guys, I just don't think anybody looks. I hate to use the cliche, but it's such a tough division, and how it is. Nobody's going to be shocked if Cleveland wins this thing, I don't think, tonight. It's the way the world is.
A lot of people would be shocked.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't, I don't know. There's, you can already hear it saying, hey, maybe they were looking ahead, but I think that they've had so many games with Cleveland and have gone the other way on them. You know, it's particularly in the Dalton Green era, you know, that it stings a little bit. So I think they're looking, you know, I just don't think they'll be caught.
Well, and especially I think coming off of last year, the fact that it was a Thursday night, it was in Cincinnati, I think that lingers with this team. You brought up A.J. Green. Joe Haden has really been A.J. Green kryptonite, and he will not be playing tonight. What does that do for this offense?
Well, obviously, I mean, you got to figure it's going to revive, you know, it's going to help A.J. I mean, Haden's been terrific on, you know. I mean, going right back to that first game when he shut him down, that first game in the opener at 11, the only time he caught a ball was on the 41-yard touchdown that won it, and the Browns weren't set, you know. So, I mean, it's been a battle. And but A.J., I tell you, A.J.'s been he had a terrific game at Pittsburgh. Well, I'm going to be interested to see how he comes back. That's about as competitive. And I mean, he's a competitive kid, but I mean, he showed it. You know, he's a very impassive guy. You know, he checks his, you know, he's not one of these guys that wears his heart on his sleeve, you know, and he did on Sunday. You know, he was he didn't like some of the things that was said, and he took it upon himself, you know, to make some plays. And it was, you know, he's I think he's kind of symbolic of this team. Now, this team's been tired of, you know, this team's won a lot of games, and nobody yep. really, you know, because of their failure in the playoffs, nobody gives them much credit. I think that's starting to wear on them a little bit, and they know they won't be legitimate until January. But I think they're reminding people they've won a lot of big games to get to four consecutive playoffs, and on the brink of going to five in a row. That's hard to do in this league, even if you don't win in the playoffs. And I think guys are starting to, you know, they're starting to play with a little chip on their shoulder.
Jeff, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll see you at the game tonight. Appreciate your insights on a very good, as you said, Bengals team, and a hungry Bengals team that has a national audience to make their case for respect tonight against the Cleveland Browns. Appreciate the time.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy it.
You got it. When we come back, we are going to dive into the offensive matchups, position by position. We'll see where the advantage lies. And I have a feeling it's going to be pretty Bengals heavy when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.